dressing up for court. That's importante. I've seen enough Judge Judy, these people come in and like they're the stuff they wear going to Walmart like at midnight on a Thursday. So you have a client.
Right.
Personal injury, suing someone. And I think the way they present themselves to the court is pretty important, isn't it?
It is important. I mean, you know, it's not going to turn water into wine in and of itself, but obviously you want to put forth a good impression and show respect for the court, too. There's been times when we've had witnesses who have we subpoenaed to come to court, and they had to come straight from, you know, a hardworking job and didn't have time to prepare themselves to look their best. And that much is always understood. And in that situation, the court just is appreciative of the fact that the witnesses showed up in, you know, in abeyance to their subpoena. Yeah, obviously, you know, having your clients dressed in an appropriate manner for court is important. Now, sometimes you have to be careful exactly how you do it. I mean, we've had clients, we say, oh, well, just, you know, dress like you would. Well, I've had some lawyers that tell our clients, well, just dress like you would come to, like you'd dress to go to church. And then somebody shows up in a, you know, in a zoot suit, you know, or something, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that might be what they wear to church, but it's a bit looking like a Superfly. I'm like, well, that's not quite what we were after.
Okay.
So basically what we say now for most people is we say for most people, like, you know, dress like you're going for a job interview.
Okay.
You know, whether it be for deposition, you know, and deposition.
But
too,
if you're dressing
night.
To be a pimp, you need that zoot suit.
Well, just last week I had a very important deposition, and we met with a client for about 2.5 hours the day before to prepare them for their deposition the next day. And she said, well, what should I wear? And I said, well, dress like you're going up for a job interview. And she came in and did a very good job at her deposition, and she dressed nice. So she really hit the nail on the head, you know, by the way she was dressed. So it was, you know, you see that work out well. And again, it's not going to make all the difference every single time in the world, you know. I mean, there's got to be some substance to the testimony.
Absolutely.
There's got to be some substance to the case. But every little bit counts. So, yeah. And for that matter, if you're a juror coming in for jury duty, you know, it's best to dress appropriately. You want to be comfortable so that you can sit back in a jury chair all day and pay attention to what's going on. It's best not to dress in a distracting manner.
Sure. Yeah. When I was on jury duty, I did not wear any of my low-cut tops.
Thank you, Kevin.
Well, you know, I guess we've all changed. When I first started coming, you were in your low-cut tops every day.
And maybe my dress is made up on you a little bit. I was trying to be revealing because I was hoping you would sign an annual, and now that we've got your business, now it worked. All right. 8:59 on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge. I was actually very excited when I got my jury summons.
I've never served on jury duty. I've never been summoned to jury duty. I take that back. I did once, but I was in college, and I did the convenient I'm a student and unavailable
And they're like, she's a student. And
I think people will find that they will enjoy their jury duty a lot more than they think they will.
It's interesting just to see the process.
Really. And, well, I think you'll feel very worthy of going through the process. I mean, it is a very high civic duty, and people joke about it. They take it lightly. A lot of people immediately try to find ways to get out of jury duty,
sure.
Which can be the court work with you if you've got something really important coming up or something that's a little extraordinary on the calendar. But it's not going to excuse you for that year. You know, they'll still want you to come back at another term at a time that's convenient for you. So, works out with the court, obviously.
Plus, you get paid, and they validate your parking. I think that's pretty nice.
You get parking validation now.
All
sure.
Right.
And your employer has to let you out for jury duty, correct?
Yeah, they do. And let me say this, like, for example, several years back, a friend of mine who, she worked with my wife. She worked at the same company my wife was working in. She had jury duty coming up, and, you know, she's calling my wife, ask Johnny, what can I do to get out of, and this, and that, and the other. And I said, look, she just needs to come and take it up, you know, to duty and take it up to clerk of court. But she tried every which way to get out of it. And, of course, she didn't really have a good excuse other than the fact she just kind of didn't want to do it, you know. But she had to come. So she comes, she shows up for jury duty on Monday morning, and I'm there picking a trial, too, for that matter, for later on during the week. But she didn't get picked for that Monday morning's trial, and the trial was going to last like 2 days, Monday through Wednesday. That was a kind of expected to last a couple of days. Lo and behold, she's mad because she didn't get picked for the first trial. Now she's mad because she didn't get picked. Like, what did I do wrong?
And it's not a softball team.
And then she sits in there on Monday and Tuesday and watches the other trial. You know, while the other jurors have gone home to await their phone call on when to come back and return for the next upcoming trial. So here it is. She didn't want to show up for jury duty. But once she got there, she was so intrigued by the process and wanted to take part in it so much that she actually sat there from Monday and Tuesday for 2 whole days and watched the trial in its entirety as, you know, just sitting out, you know, in the gallows.
Well,
you know?
And if you're in the jury room, they'll deliver food. That's pretty awesome, too. So don't turn
in
it down.
In the gallery, yeah.
Don't turn it down. You make like $2 an hour. It's amazing. It's more than Charlie Cohn pays around here.
Well, listen, they take good care of the jury. They'll take frequent breaks so that you can, you know, have some time to yourself in the jury room. And they give you snacks and coffee and they get you dinner and lunch, you know. They do. The court takes very good care of the jury when they're there. Obviously, nobody's going to get rich off the pay, and the benefits, you know, are somewhat limited. But they're going to get you a good lunch and a good dinner if you have to deliberate through dinner time.
Sure.
And they'll always take a break when you've had enough for a little bit, because they want you to have a good attention span, you know. Obviously.
Sure. Right. So snacking well is important to you. Serve on your jury when you get the summons. And if you are on whatever side of the legal perspective when it comes to personal injury, John Price is the guy to call.
Well, thank you very much for saying that, Box. But believe me, these folks will enjoy their jury duty a lot. You know, for all you listeners out there, you'll enjoy your jury duty a lot more than you think you will. And it is a very important civic duty. It's a very high service to the community.
Well, it feels like a very special episode of a TV show.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, this is what people have fought and died for years. You know, is so we can have a right to a jury trial, so that we're not in front of, you know, some henchmen, you know, having our fate decided. You know, we're before a jury of our peers in our community who listens to relevant and reliable evidence, you know, that's brought before them in order to make a decision. And it's a very, again, I can sit around all day and talk about it, but you get the idea.
I've never seen you this serious. Like,
well,
in
I'm
here.
Very serious. No, it's really nothing to joke about. It really isn't. Yes. Well, you've seen me serious before, Bob.
No. As a professional, yes. But when you come into the studio, we're all cutting up, and now I'm like, geez, man.
Well, he's very passionate.
I know.
No. Well, if the jury doesn't show up, we're not going to have a system. We're not going to have a judicial system. So it's the most important thing. At the end of the day, we, you know, it's like if you have a party, you know, and no guests show up. It's not going to be much of a party. We can't have a court system, a jury trial system, without the jury showing up. And at the end of the day, they're the most important ingredient, the most important element. And it's an element that we need to protect at all times in our, you know, in our Constitution, in our way of life, in our culture, in our political arena, and in the legal arena. You know, we need to keep the jury system very much alive. So.
Good deal. Well, it was nice to have this discussion with you this week, Johnny Price.
And it's always nice to, and I won't be here next week. I'm going to be visiting my son abroad, who's in college doing some study abroad, and we're looking forward to seeing him. But you'll have the wonderful David Murrell of John Price.
Who did a great job.
He's been
here
a couple of times.
Yes, absolutely.
He's really looking forward to seeing you guys again next week.
Look forward to having him. Well, safe travels.
And congratulations again.
Thanks,
congratulations.
Man. Thank you.
Nobody's more deserving. We love you. Your listeners love you.
All four of them.
She's thinking about it, but, you know, we all love you.
John Price. You can get a hold of him at johnpricelawfirm.com. And what's the phone number?
Give us a call at 843-552-6011 or 1-800-TNT-HELP.